Hey, good morning. I'm going to stop futzing with my camera and hit record. It's still dark outside, but I wanted to get a video together to talk about a couple things. As you can note from the graphic, I just attended Oricon 45 in Portland, Oregon. And this was Oregon's science fiction convention that has been running since the 70s, is my understanding. And this is the last year that they were going to hold the convention in the current state that it had been. And there are a number of reasons for that, which were never fully explained as I was attended a couple volunteer type meetings. But it seems like there were issues with how it was organized, how they could accept funding, and the ability to do different types of conventions going forward or different types of events that they would like to do. And there is a governing board of for what was Oricon and could be future events, which is osfci.org. And they are actively looking for volunteers or people who might have input into what they would be doing going forward. And you can email them at feedback@osfci.org if you want to be part of that process. So this was my first year attending Oricon and also my last year. And I had offered to be on panels, but I wasn't selected. And after, kind of sitting in on some of the volunteer meetings and seeing what the different volunteer coordinators were going through, it's not really any skin off my back that I wasn't selected. Whatever, there are people there of a lot of different varying levels of expertise. And it, in some cases, seemed like if your email got through was whether you were selected to be on a panel. But something I wanted to talk about this morning that I've been thinking about was like, okay, instead of being on a panel, I also offered to volunteer. And that's something I've done at a few different conventions now. And it's been a good experience. But I do want to, if you're an author and you're thinking about, should I volunteer at a convention, especially if I was not selected to be on a panel, is that worth my time? Is it something that if I still plan on attending to the con, should I do that? And for me, I'm an introvert. I often, at this point in my life, have realized that if I create the conditions for me to be extroverted, I will be extroverted. So I have to create conditions for me to meet people. And just attending panels sometimes isn't those conditions for me. Like I have found that like I get frustrated on a with panels, especially where if they aren't moderated well or the audience, and I guess when I say not moderated well, it's like I really like a free-flowing conversation between the people on the panel. I don't like it when folks in the audience, like regardless of what their expertise may be, because we don't know who they are, they just start talking, monopolize a conversation. And if you only have 45 minutes for the people on the panel to speak, I really don't want to listen to people in the audience. I want to listen to their question. I would like a moderator to clarify a question if somebody rambles a bit or, cut them off or ease them to an end if they're just rambling or making a point. Because one of the things that I was really feeling at this con in particular was that there were a lot of people that kind of just wanted to talk. And maybe I have less patience for that. I don't know. But I'm often very will I mean I am. I'm very willing to listen to people to like everybody has something I'd be interested in hearing, but I have very little patience for people who are very self-important. I really aspire not to be overly self-important. It's one of the things I would say why you should volunteer and why it's good to seek out experiences that are humbling in a certain way, especially if you have reached a certain level of, whatever success or accomplishment. I think it's always good to be in a place where you listen to people, where you are interacting with people, because you never know what you're going to learn. And you also never know who you're going to talk to. And even in my capacity as a volunteer this time around, I did get the opportunity to talk to some people. And in one case, give a completely different perspective on like how my career has gone versus the mentor that the guy was following around or that was there with, I shouldn't say is following around. But when it comes to attending those panels and like, I am pretty comfortable asking questions now, which I used to not be. And if I ask a question, especially if I feel like the panel isn't going anywhere, I like to try and ask a question that is going to lead the not lead the conversation, but open the conversation. And that's one of the things, at least in the panels that I was able to attend this time around, is it sort of felt like a couple of them were well moderated and a couple of them were not. And I think that goes back to the volunteers were just overwhelmed this time around. Like a lot of the authors and participants on the panels that were there would not know who the moderator was. They would decide in the moment. And for me, you know, I've moderated panels, and if you're going to be a moderator, I think it's very important to prepare, to have questions prepared, to think about and reach out to the participants so you can get an idea of what they might like to talk about, like where they're comfortable speaking. Because I think there's nothing worse as a person on a panel, if you have an expertise in a certain area, but people keep asking you questions about something else, that gets old, and it really doesn't serve for me, like what the purpose of the panel is. So I guess where I was going with that is that if I attend panels, I try to ask questions that aren't just serving me, but that might open the conversation to, you know, to serve the whole group. And that's a thing that I've gotten more comfortable with as time has gone on. But the question is, you know, should you volunteer at a conference? And as a writer or a creator, I think one of the things that I've learned is that I have never really been part of fandom. That's something I should be clear about as well. We don't have a lot of cons in my area. So one of the unfortunate things about this con changing and never having, like, I didn't know that it existed for a long time. And this was the only one in Oregon. We have Norwest Con, which is in Seattle, that I've never been to. And then Worldcon was here last year and then was in, I think it was Tacoma, back in like 2015 or 2016. So it's just not often that these sort of events come here. Like, we have Comic Cons, Idaho has Gem Con, which was fun, but also was not panel oriented. It was more like a Comic Con with cosplay and things like that. So I think it's always good to seek out events like this as an author or creator. Volunteering can give you an opportunity to meet people that are, you know, part of that are the decision makers for these events. But you just got to realize that while you're volunteering, you're there to be a volunteer. You're not there to necessarily meet people, talk about being a writer. The context of how people are interacting with you is not you as a writer. And they will see you first as the person who's helping them get their badge or the person who's helping them set up for their panel or something like that. And it's a little disingenuous, or it's just a little weird, I guess, if you then start, oh, I'm also a writer and da, da, da. It's just not, it's the context is not right, I suppose. So while I think it's certainly worthwhile and it is a good way to meet people, it's probably not the best. I don't know that I would do it again at this con if I'm there to, you know, network and connect with people as a writer. Now at Worldcon, I did two kinds of volunteering. I volunteered with the organization as kind of a floating assistant person, and that was okay. I got the opportunity to just walk around. But the thing that was actually really useful, or I shouldn't say useful, but just opened things up, was I volunteered at the CEFWA, the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers Association table, for a few days. And the way that was organized was you sat with another writer and you were there at the table. As people walked past, they could ask questions about CEFWA and if they wanted to join or what the organization did. And so the context there was very different. Like, you're there as an expert or a member of the organization, like there to ask answer questions. And people are just assuming that you're a writer, you know, or you're some kind of content creator. So that was better. I would probably seek out situations like that where you're there in the context of being a writer or creator in some way. And that's probably what I'm going to do going forward. I still like to volunteer, and I would like to assist the, you know, whatever Oricon is going to be going forward. I would love to help make that happen if I can, or I like to assist with events in my area because we don't get a lot of events down here. So those are the things I want to keep doing. And I still volunteer, you know, as part of my local writers group. And I'll keep doing that. So, sorry, I've got a cat that is wandering around between my legs making noise. And I'm trying to keep him from getting on the video. You want to say hi? Come here. Come here. No, he doesn't want to come up here. But as far as Oricon goes, it's sad that it's not going to continue. It's, you know, right when you find out about something, there were a lot of great panels, and there are a lot of people with a lot of expertise in Oregon in particular. Oregon is a place where science fiction has had a long history, and a lot of writers have come from this part of the country. And sometimes that gets overlooked a little bit. So I wish there was more attention given to that, but it's hard to organize events. One of the things they brought up was how expensive hotels are, and how if you don't have a certain amount of funding and another event comes along, you're going to get pushed. And there were some complaints about the fact that this con has had to move its dates quite a bit. And that's really the reason. Things have gotten just a lot more expensive since COVID. And so whatever the volunteers do going forward, they're going to have to get more creative about the spaces where they're working, what the events look like, how to reach a different audience. Because one of the things it seems like they're struggling with as well is that a lot of the folks that are attending the con that I noticed had been going for a long time, or it was multi-generational, which was really interesting to me. Because a lot of families were there. A lot of folks said they had been attending this con in particular since they were kids. And so you had people from the 70s, people from the 90s. So all of the volunteers I was working with had been volunteering for some 20 years since they were kids, which was just amazing to me. But the problem was, how do they bring in new people? And the organization has another con they run called GameStorm that seems very aimed at, you know, tabletop gaming, card gaming, things of that nature. And even, you know, me with a 7-year-old and looking at how could we get her interested in things like this, like she and her friends are not into that kind of gaming right now. Like, we've actually tried to do a couple, you know, kid oriented D&D games. I'm lucky to have a friend that is really into that and actually does it as like a form of counseling with high school kids. But we're not quite there yet. And when you think about, okay, a convention is a one-time-a-year event, there isn't a lot of crosstalk or cross-pollination during the year for people that aren't part of the con. Well, a lot of that energy has moved to social media. It's moved to Discord, which Discord, unfortunately, is, you know, very much a walled garden. If you don't know how to get into a Discord and you don't know anybody who's already there, it's going to be hard to be part of that community. And so I think events like Oricon are going to be struggling to transition into a time where people are, you know, not doing as many in-person events. I think how these events transition going forward into the future, I think small in-person events could definitely be of high value to people. And if you're a writer, it looked like they're really trying to aim a lot of events at writers. So that was going to be valuable, or could be valuable as well. So yeah, I guess to summarize, like if you're a writer, I think carefully. It's definitely valuable to help an event and volunteer, but if you're going for the purpose of networking and meeting people, then you probably want to do that as a writer and maybe make a goal of every panel you're going to talk to somebody, or you're going to go up to the panelists and introduce yourself or say thank you for talking about something. Like if there's one of the panelists that maybe is not as, you know, whatever, popular as the others, go talk to that person and just say thank you for what they're doing. And that could be a way to make those connections as well. And you can kind of challenge yourself in the moment if that's something you're not comfortable with. Because the thing to remember is that the people on panels are just people as well. They're just sitting behind a table because they love something and they would love to talk about it. And they've been asked to do it. And in some cases, they've maybe never done that before. So you approaching them and saying thank you is also kind of a boost for them, right? It's just like coming into an author's comments and boosting whatever it is they're doing. It is reciprocal and helps everybody. So I'd be curious to hear if you attended and what you think. And if there are other events in the Pacific Northwest that I don't know about, I'd love to hear about it. So now it's time to get some writing done. All right. Thanks for hanging out. I'll talk to you later.